Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our kids, our spouses, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 117, I welcome Afia Salter to the show to chat about manifestation must-haves. Don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts at epiphanyvault.com. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. My guest today, Afia Salter. Afia is a mindset and manifestation coach. She's a content creator and a podcast host of the Manifest Edit podcast. Her mission is centered around empowering ambitious women to stop playing small, to confidently manifest their desires, and to create extraordinary lives. Afia's work has been featured in Thrive Global, BBC Radio Scotland, and Stylist Magazine, and she's been a guest on numerous podcasts. I know you're going to enjoy this conversation with Afia Salter. Afia, I'm so excited to have this conversation with you, all things manifesting, which is that's your jam. So I can't wait to tell you all of my bad things that have happened to me through my manifesting journey. And then we could talk about your take on it. I'm so interested about our conversation and curious what's going to come down today.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So manifesting queen over here. And it comes from a personal experience, right?
Yeah, so I grew up Buddhist actually from quite a young age, but then when I was in my early 20s, got introduced to spirituality by one of my mentors in the network marketing company I was with. And I think there are actually a lot of parallels between Buddhism and spirituality, but there are also some differences as well, with Buddhism being a religion. And spirituality really allowed me to forge my own path in my life and to really deepen that connection that I had not only with the universe, but also myself, to consciously create my future. And now I love to teach other people how to do the same.
That's so good. Yeah, it seems like you've been around for a while. You've helped a lot of people. And I think I'm most curious. So I'm just going to start out like and just go. But I think I'm most curious about what you have connected with the science and manifesting. I was wondering if we can explore that here.
Yeah, definitely. So I think when it comes to manifestation, I always like to make the distinction of conscious manifestation, which is that we're bringing our conscious awareness to what we want to bring into our lives, because we are manifesting all of the time anyway. So it's not like I'm going to teach you how to manifest, period, because you are already manifesting, maybe just subconsciously. And so a big part of the science that comes into it is the neuroscience, and is looking at our subconscious mind, is looking at the way that our neural pathways work to create strategies within our mindset, and knowing that in order to bring in more and to cultivate more of that abundance lifestyle, to manifest things that you actually want, it looks at rewiring some of those neural pathways that may not have actually been serving you, but have just been playing out day in, day out.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And we're done. I'm just kidding. No, that's definitely true for sure. It brings to mind the really, really hard times that I had when I was first getting into the law of attraction, maybe like 10 years ago or something like that. And I was doing all of the right things and pretending like I knew that it was coming, and I was really in my head, and I ended up having a really creating vision boards. Was all of these things are good, but there was something missing. And is that what you're saying? Like this connection between actually getting whatever you want in real life, and then these neural pathways that we have in our heads, is that the connection that you've seen that's been missing?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a number of different things, but certainly starting with building that deeper connection with your subconscious mind is what I think can be missing for a lot of people. Because while we are consciously trying to solve challenges that were created at a subconscious level, we don't have a true understanding of why they're actually there in the first place. So the more that we can have honest conversations with ourselves, the more that we can be compassionate with ourselves and also take responsibility for the direction that our lives are going, the closer we get to where we actually want to be and also who we want to be inside of that.
So it's more than just thinking about it, right? So what is it? What is how do we kind of rewire to this abundant life? And people always talk, Instagram is full of manifestation and abundance and vision boards and all this stuff. So what's, if we have the key, how do we know what lock to put it in? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I think something that's really important to bear in mind is that we are not all starting from equal footing, right? Based on your experiences in life, based on your childhood experiences, trauma, limiting beliefs, anything like that, everyone is going to have a different perspective to manifestation. So for some people, manifesting money will just be like that. They could just instantly do it and no problems. They have absolute belief it's going to happen. For someone else, for example, and they've grown up around, it's always a struggle at home to have money, and any money they did get was really hard to come by. And growing up in a situation where it was challenging, obviously you may have different beliefs from someone who has grown up in an abundant household where they have everything. So it's not fair to say that manifestation works exactly the same for everyone, because it doesn't. But I think regardless of your background and experiences, that it is still possible for you to manifest your desires. Just also to know that inside of that, it may take you a little bit longer, or there may be some different routes that we have to go around. So for example, that person who's grown up in a super abundant household, they're like, yes, anything that I can do is possible. They maybe don't have to do belief work around, it's safe for me to have money, right? It's safe for me to have more. And that can take, I can't put an amount of time on it, because we're also different, and there's no saying how long it will take for you to be safe in that. But what I am saying is that hold yourself in that process and know that it doesn't matter how long it takes for you to feel safe in those beliefs. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to manifest something, right? We can put our human timelines on something, but the universe doesn't work in binaries of I said I was going to get this to a fee at 3 p.m. It's now 5 past. Oh my goodness, I'm late. It doesn't work like that. So I think the most important thing to bear in mind to conscious manifestation is yes, you absolutely have the power to create your future. And also, the journey to getting there is going to look completely different from person to person.
Yeah. That is something that's very fresh for me. Very fresh for me, especially for me, starting my business way after you probably, right? And then knowing that's basically what you're talking about is what intuitively happened with me is the more that I healed my emotional stuff on the inside, the more space that I made for the good stuff to enter. But it was the deeper level stuff and not the stuff that I was doing 10 years ago, which was I'm, checking off the list and I'm writing my gratitude every night. And but I was trying to force, like you're saying, on my own timeline to get this done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah. So I have a feeling there's a little, some people out there like that. So maybe that'll serve. But I'm the same way, right? I have to be very kind. When I look back on, especially when my parents come to visit, when I look back on the same patterns and behaviors and all the stuff that I have healed and part of my why is becoming a transitional character and then seeing how far I've come, but I'm not close, even close to where I want to be, you know, there's like what you're talking about, like some kind, like kindness and compassion. And also, you know, to be real, like I'm human, there's frustration there too, and confusion and all of that stuff. But it is like that healing. I feel like it's super foundational.
Yeah, it is. And it's also something that you're going to continue to come back to. It's not like there is a manifestation or a mindset hierarchy, and then you just get to top and you don't have any challenges or limiting beliefs or doubts or fears. Like, I'm a manifestation coach and I absolutely have my own doubts, challenges, and limiting beliefs I work through. But my relationship to them now mm-hmm. is different than it was then. And that's the most important thing, is because I'm not going to be spiraling for weeks or for months. I'm going to mm-hmm. be like, oh, I see what this is happening right now. And I'm also very in tune with myself and what I need. I'm like, okay, like, I just need some time. I need to rest. Like, why am I forcing myself to work when I actually need to rest? Or I need to cry, I need to be angry, I need to be sad. Like, I'm allowing my emotions. And actually, when I first began my conscious manifestation journey, I was quite severely depressed. And at that time, I would judge how well I was doing in my life by like how many days it had been since I last cried. Now I don't track that at all. I know I cry significantly less, but I don't track that because that doesn't gauge how well I'm doing in my life. I like allow myself the space to feel whatever it is I'm feeling. Like, all of my emotions are valid and I can love myself through it all. And mm-hmm. it's about getting to that place in your journey as well. It's like, yes, we obviously want to manifest the external, but really it's this internal journey, and it's healing those internal relationships.
I'm going to tell you a story. So like, I don't know, it's probably been like 5 years ago. I was in like, you know, I focus on dating. It seems like we have a very similar, you know, paradigm, you know, with what we do. But I was in a really bad relationship, like real bad, not great. And one of the things that I put on my vision board was an RV, because I wanted to travel the country and basically escape all the bad shit that I was in. And it's so funny for me to think about that now, because I wanted to manifest something that was going to get me out of this horrible situation I was in, but that's not really what I wanted. Like, really what I wanted was, like, you know, happiness, fulfillment, an epic love partnership, you know, that kind of thing. But then I don't know, it just, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
It's crazy for me to think of it. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, you know, we can think like, oh yeah, this is what I want, what we want, but we are hiding the true reason from ourselves.
Yeah. 100%. That was me. And, you know, like, I could have done that, but I don't think that I would have been happy. Like, I'm a home-based type of person. You know, I don't even like to travel anymore, because I just pick up all the energies of people in the airport. Like, I don't even like all that stuff, you know, but now I know that about myself. It's just so interesting, because I feel like I said, like, this deeper level of work and maybe figuring out why that you're asking for this thing. Is that really like what you want? Is that the kind of like process that you take people through? That just happened intuitively.
So I actually have a 5-step method for aligned manifestation. And the very first step of that is embodying the vibe of your higher self, which looks at really coming to get to know yourself and actually what your values are. Because mm-hmm. when you know what your values are, then that's the jumping off point for everything else that you do. And you can also see, like, is the life I'm living now in alignment with the values that I have? And if it's not, what do I need to change in order to get there?
So good. That's so good. What about boundaries? I'm a big fan of boundaries, obviously, you know, now that I've learned and done some healing myself. So what's so important about boundaries as it comes to law of attraction and manifesting?
I think when it comes to law of attraction and manifestation, that boundaries are just something that is very rarely talked about, but is actually a deeply important step. And it's actually the third step of my Vibes method for aligned manifestation, is energetic blocks and boundaries. And boundaries is when you give your time, your energy, your resources away to things that don't serve you. It's leeching the energy away from all of the things that do. And actually, I was just having a conversation about this recently with another podcast host, Kelly Foremost, and we were talking about energy vampires, which is where you have like appliances plugged in your home and they are leeching energy away. They're contributing to your energy bill, even though they're not turned on. And in life, it can be exactly like that. You're like, oh yeah, I don't care about this, or I'm not giving this my energy. But in the back of your mind, you're like, damn this person, or I wish this didn't happen this way, right? And you're thinking about it, you're obsessing over it, and your time and energy is going there. And I actually recently had even my own experience where I enforced a boundary in my life that was quite challenging, but I know how I want to be treated in my friendships, in my relationships, and this was just not aligning with it. So I had to enforce a boundary. Mm-hmm. And I felt after, like in the moment, I'm like, hell yes, I've set the boundary. I feel really good about this. Then you have the feelings that follow, which are not necessarily good feelings. And I thought that I felt angry about this situation, and I'd landed in Bali. I was on the taxi from the airport to my accommodation. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, it isn't actually anger. It's sadness that I have. And I've just been masking it with this anger. Mm. And, you know, in allowing myself to feel what I actually felt, that was what actually allowed me to stop thinking about it and obsessing over it and to stop having like the frustrated feeling. So when it comes to setting boundaries in your life, it's not necessarily going to be easy, but at the same time, like your inner well-being and fulfillment is so much more important than that short-term gratification or pleasing someone else in the moment. You have to think about like that long-term vision. And the thing is, like, your ego will be satisfied with that short term in the moment. This is going to feel good. But in the back of your mind, your soul will be like longing for that deep sense of connection, for that deep sense of holding yourself that only comes from staying true to yourself, which is sometimes going to be challenging in the short term, but in the long term is going to be guiding you closer to not only what you want to manifest externally, but also the way that you want to feel internally too.
That is such a beautiful way to describe that. Yeah. And that was my big revelation too about boundaries, is that the whole energetic piece, because I started with like my very first episode on this podcast was what is codependency. And so like, that's where I started. I started with like reading the books and about the boundaries and all that stuff. And it was always about communication. It was always about either like no contact or just about like how to communicate boundaries. And that was the missing piece for me, is that like, no, it's about like what you're talking about. It's about energy. And, you know, I've talked about this on solo episodes in this space before too, but it's about like, yeah, what am I giving my time and my energy to? Like, what really is it? You know, is it sadness for real, which normally it is, or is it anger? You know, it can be anger for like 2 seconds and then what is it? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's super important. And that's, you know, it's validating, I think, for the listeners too, because they probably heard me talk about this as well. And I think that, yeah, that's a big missing piece. Do you feel like when you set all of these energetic boundaries, what does it do, you know, within this space of manifesting? Like, how does it help?
It helps by opening you up to the world of possibilities and opportunities. So on a micro level, another example that I have recently was I was away in Bali. And I went to this concert, which was an hour and a half away from where I was staying. Concert finished at like 1 a.m. And I went to an after party and they were like, oh, you can just stay here after the party. It's no point going all the way home, which is an hour and a half. And I'm like, no, I actually really like my own space. I want to go back to my own bed. I don't care that it's 2 a.m. I'm happy enough just to get a taxi home. Everyone else is trying to convince me to stay, so it would just be easier to stay. But I was like, no, I'm going home. I'm going to my own space. Because I went home to my own space, I was actually home and available when one of my new friends texted me and was like, hey, do you want to spend the day together driving around? Can you be here in 30 minutes? Which I wouldn't have been able to do if I was still at the other place. So that was like a very quick example of seeing like how those boundaries translated. You're not going to always see that immediate output from setting that boundary, but the point is that it is there. By setting that boundary, it's like we have infinite paths that we could be taking in our life. And by setting a boundary, you're closing off one of those paths, but you're also like redirecting to like another path. Like, you know, that, that analogy of the train, like which track do you switch the trains to? Like, that's what you do every time you set the boundary, is you're putting in motion, like switching the trains to a different track. And maybe you're not going to see that for a few weeks, a few months, maybe even a few years. But the point is that it's moving you closer in the direction that you want to go. And how do you know this? Because you're making decisions are in alignment with your values.
Yes. So good. Oh, and it's not like people don't, again, like people don't talk about this, right? And it's all, like what you're saying, even that like really minute example, I can list that off in my head, even like on a day by day basis of, like even last night, you know, somebody asked me to go hang out, you know, at the hot tub here in the complex. I'm like, no, dude, I'd rather go to sleep, you know, and like, cause I had to wake up, you know, I had to wake up hecka early and get ready for the day. You know, and I don't really know what came of that, but I know that it was something that I wanted to do because that's what felt right for me, or like what you're saying with your values. And it's just like showing up. I feel like it's like showing up for yourself, maybe imperfectly sometimes, you know, who knows what it looks like. Definitely imperfect for me a lot, but it does open up this space. And like you said, this track, I love that visual of who, like just going down the right way of alignment, I guess.
Yeah, that's absolutely how I would describe it. And you don't have to like worry about like, what's the right choice, what's the wrong choice. Just do what feels true for you in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I would also, yeah. Or just speak up when it just feels wrong. Like that's what I had to do at the very beginning, because I had no communication skills. Just like something just doesn't feel right for me. So I'm just gonna have to sit with this for now. Oh, I love that. Thank you. So what do most people get wrong about manifesting? What's the thing that kind of like grinds your gears about all these teachings about manifesting out there?
I don't think that there's one collective thought, but there are a few things that I see both from teachers in this space and also from, you know, I don't know what the opposite of teachers is, but also the people learning. So, you know, something that did really bother me and is something that has stuck with me since I've seen it is someone, and it was actually a TikTok video I saw a couple of years ago, and she said that based on your input, the universe will either punish or reward you. And it's like, the universe is not like an overseer, like determining how good or bad you are or what your actions are, right? We humans have like such individual concepts of what's good and bad, right? You can think something's okay, and then your friend's like, why would you do that? That's completely off. So we all have completely different like perceptions of what good and bad is anyway. So there is no one universal good and bad. And I think it's just very harmful to use language like punishment and reward, or even things like the universe is testing you, and if you don't do the right thing, you're going to fail and things like that. I don't like to use language like that because I feel like it makes people blame themselves or beat themselves up or really obsess over things. So I think that's one misconception that I wish there was less focus on. And also the fact that we are all manifesting all the time. I think people believe that manifestation is something that you have to start doing, but actually it's just something that you want to bring more of a conscious awareness to, so that you realize you have the power to bring in more of the experiences, more of the people and the things that you want to create in your life, rather than just feel like life is passively happening to you.
Yeah. Yeah. When you said that with that the first one, I'm like, oh, that sounds like what I learned about God.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I felt as well.
Yeah. He's angry all the time and you have to please him basically. So is that, yeah, that's, doesn't feel right to me. Absolutely. What about, I'm curious about this part about what you teach, which is the duality and the law of polarity, and your take on that with manifestation, because I'm so curious about this. I'm assuming, do you mean about like the masculine and feminine? Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah. So when it comes to universal laws, people typically focus solely on the law of attraction, but depending on who you ask, there are actually 12 universal laws. Some of those are like the law of action or the law of polarity. And the law of polarity is essentially that every positive has a minus, every minus is a positive. So if you think about like a magnet, things are either attracting or repelling. So yes, we have the law of attraction, but I think something that is not really spoken about inside of that is, it's one thing to attract your desires, but you also want to be repelling what you don't want as well. Mm-hmm. You also want to be bringing an awareness to whether you are just staying neutral, right? You're not doing things that are attracting or repelling. You're just staying somewhere in the murky middle. And so polarity says that, you know, even if you manifest, let's say you set a intention to manifest $1 million and you're like, yes, when I have $1 million, everything in my life will be perfect and amazing. But there's also going to be downsides of having that $1 million. You're going to have to pay more taxes. Maybe your friends, well, actually fake friends, would know how rich you are and are going to ask you for like loads of money all the time, right? There are going to be challenges that come with that. So it's knowing that, it's giving yourself that compassion, because it's like, well, no matter where I'm at, there's always going to be a positive and minus of whatever I'm experiencing. So I can't expect life to be perfect all the time. Mm. And on the flip side, if I'm going through a really challenging time, the law of polarity, right? It's not going to stay challenging forever. There's always going to be things on the other side. And so something that I personally really love to say to myself is, this is a moment, not a lifetime. And that's whether I'm having like an incredible, like, oh my goodness, this is out of this world. This is like a once in a lifetime experience. I'm like, this is a moment, not a lifetime. So savor it, be here, be present and enjoy it. And if I'm going through a challenging period and I'm frustrated or I'm angry, I'm like, this is a moment, not a lifetime. I'm not going to be frustrated or angry forever. And it just makes life feel more three-dimensional, right? We're not just like stuck in our own head obsessing over things, but actually seeing life for what it really is and seeing ourselves for who we really are as well.
That makes sense. But I tell you, you pique my interest now when you say there are 12 different laws. I want to know them all.
There are so many different universal laws. And I think a lot of them are geared around energy. And so there is one, the law of gender, which is on feminine and masculine energy, which is something that you mentioned before. We have the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Like, there are so many different things, and we could do a whole separate episode just about the universal laws alone. But the important thing is, like, don't just focus on the law of attraction and call it a day at that. Right? You have to focus on making it a comprehensive manifestation process, not just like, oh, how can I attract what I want, but what other things and how else am I communicating my desires to the universe?
That makes sense. That makes sense. And just, yeah, does it come from a place of your alignment and your values, like you said? I don't know if you want to answer this question, but it's coming up for me, so I know you'll let me know. Tell me about The Secret. So have we covered a lot of what your thoughts are about this? Like, The Secret, for anyone who doesn't know, was, I would say, the most seminal and well-known work out there about law of attraction. And me and The Secret, we had ourselves a hard relationship for a while. I get it now, but there were some steps that in my opinion, that it missed. Have we covered all of that, like your thoughts on that, or do you want to kind of take the mic on that?
Yeah, so I think The Secret is, I would say, my first introduction into conscious manifestation as well. And I think The Secret, the book and the film, are both great, but they do leave some things out. So I think it's a great starting point, but we also just want to expand our awareness to that's not all there is. And some things are perhaps missing nuance and context. So for example, thoughts become things, and people may take that at face value and think, well, if I just think about what I want enough, then it's going to happen. But we actually have to take action. We have to follow the law of action and ensure that we are actually moving the needle forward in terms of bringing what we want into awareness. We can't just sit and wait for something to come around. So I think if you take The Secret at face value, then it is doing yourself a disservice. But if you use it as a jumping off point, or if you use it as part of your learning, as part of your knowledge, and absolutely, it can be a great tool.
Yeah, such a great point. Yeah, well, I thought it was going to fix me for a while, which is probably part of the problem. You know, well, you are amazing. I don't really have anything other than what we have discussed. What is there anything coming up for you that maybe we haven't discussed that's important, with your teachings and what you've learned? Anything that we've missed?
I would just say to start where you're at. You know, we discussed a lot of different areas in this episode. And if you're feeling like, oh my goodness, there's so much I didn't know, or I don't even know where to begin, just like take a pause, take a breath and say, like, what most jumped out at you in this episode, and then follow that thread, see where that leads you.
It's such a great point. It's a nice little slowing down. I love that. Well, it's such a pleasure spending this time with you. What are you working on right now? Where can people find you?
So you can find me on my podcast, the Manifest Edit Podcast. You can find me on social media at @FiaSalter_, which is probably the best way to reach me, is over on Instagram, and just like send me a DM if you're interested in learning more about what I'm up to or just want to share your thoughts on the episode. And I also have a free training on the power of subconscious manifestation as well, which goes into what we spoke about, you know, the neuroscience behind manifestation as well. And learning about the relationship between the conscious mind and subconscious mind and how they work together was a real game changer for me when it came to manifestation. And there's something that makes the difference for a lot of my clients as well. So the link to that training will be in the show notes, I'm sure.
Yes, I'd love to put that there. Well, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I really hope you enjoyed this conversation with Afia. It is always very curious for me, to be completely real, which I am, you know, in this space. It's always very curious to me to see what kind of information manifestation coaches have about what they do. I obviously, like, I have my story about manifestation. We talked about it in this podcast. I've talked about it before. I don't know if it's been complete, but I've talked about pretty, you know, hard parts about the experiences that I had around manifesting and around law of attraction. And there's, you know, the ones that I really connect with, which was Afia's message today too, is it's a lot about what we do on the inside of ourselves rather than what we do, like write a gratitude list, whether it be, you know, I don't know, you know, think about, you know, what you think about you get, or whatever it is. I forgot what it is, but you know what I'm saying, right? So it's always so interesting to me to see people's perspective about manifestation when people, you know, are experts in this space. And I loved Afia's take on it because it's very similar from what I do and my perspective about dating and about love. A lot of it is the stuff that we have to do and we have to heal on the inside of ourselves so that we can get an outward result. So I really vibe with the inside out approach rather than the outside in approach. And I really hope you enjoyed this show with Afia. A few things about the show. Don't forget to click on the link in the show notes to support the show. So if you click on the link and then you go to support, you can support the show. And I think there are three different options. There's $1 a month option. There's $5 a month option. There's $10 a month option. And what that goes to is to help me with production costs. It gives me a little bit of energetic exchange about the time that I spend preparing for guests, finding great guests, or if you want, you can just buy me a coffee. I wouldn't mind. So support the show by going to the link in the show notes and clicking on support and choose your option. And I willfully and lovingly receive that support. I love you guys. As always, thank you for hanging out with me on a Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this. Know that you're supported. Know that you are wrapped in warmth and love and being more than enough. I am here with you. I'm in your heart. I'm in your mind. I'm in your soul. I love you. We'll see you next time.